Let it ride. Let it ride. I gotta let that ride. That's that new Fetty Wap and Snoop. That's that West Side. I gotta let that rock, cause that's where we are right now, on the West Side. Let's get it. That's the shit right there. Hey man, what's going on, fam? Y'all know what it is. It ain't nothing but me, Tariqa Lee, right here on the Tariqa Lee Radio Show. I'm ready to make it pop off, make it do what it do. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Good to see the family here. Ready to chop it up with your dude. And what we're going to do is take that real quick commercial break, pay these bills. And when we get back, we're going to chop up some real good ism right here on Tariqa Lee Radio. So don't y'all go nowhere, family. Check out this brand new book out right now called And That's Why I Enjoy the Pain, A Black Man's Informal Guide to Life. This book is a guide to understanding the soul of the black man from the perspective of author Odemian Jones. Now, Jones is an up-and-coming author, and his book is designed to give you some life lessons based on his experience, and these experiences can be used by the reader. Get the book right now at odemion.com. That's O-D-I-M-I-U-N.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
In 2016, Fluetti was a dream made reality. Fluetti is a clothing company that has designs and styles with a variety of vibrant colors that are unique, stylish, and eye-catching. Fluetti is, without a doubt, the addictive apparel appeal that will have you wanting every design and color. Wear it. Become it. Express it. Fluetti. At Fluetti.com and download.
You need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at an affordable price with satisfaction guaranteed. Go to BlacklineWebDesign.com or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black owned. That is BlacklineWebDesign.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, what's going on, family? We're back. We are back. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. I got to bump that trap version of Return of the Mac, because we're going to talk a little Mackin' on tonight's show. We're going to chop up some ism on tonight's show. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up. Chop it up with me. Let me know what's on your mind. As you know, Hidden Colors 4 will be in theaters in a couple of weeks. It will be in theaters nationwide. Not just nationwide, actually worldwide. Starting on May 26th. And remember, it's going to be playing for one day only in most cities. Some days it's going to be playing 2 days. Some weekends, rather. Let me give you all the schedule, because a lot of people are asking about the Hidden Colors screening schedule. And this is the schedule right now for all the people who's going to see Hidden Colors. Now, all of these dates are basically on May 26th, unless specified otherwise. And you can see the complete movie schedule at HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's HiddenColorsFilm.com, and you need to get your tickets because a few theaters have already sold out. Now, Atlanta is going to be at the Midtown Art Theater. That's that Thursday, the 26th, and on Friday, the 27th, is going to be at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta. In Baltimore, on Thursday, May 26th, is going to be at the Senator Theater. In Birmingham, Alabama, on May 26th, is going to be at the Carver Theater. And by the way, all of these screenings are going to be at like 7:30, unless specified otherwise. And like I said, it's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to Birmingham. We might put together a lecture. I might come out there to Birmingham because I might get back on the road this summer. If I get back on the road, I'm going to hit up Chicago, possibly Memphis, D.C., Birmingham, and then Atlanta. That'll be a hot drive to take. And also, Hidden Colors is going to also play in Boston at the Kendall Square Cinema. It's going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Terrace Theater, and I'll be doing a lecture in Charleston, I think on the 18th. I'll give you guys all that information. The 18th of June. The 18th of June, not of this month, of June. In Chicago is going to be playing at the Chatham 14. That's on Friday, May 27th, and tickets go on sale on their site May 20th. So next week, the tickets go on sale. A lot of people have been asking about the tickets there. Dallas is going to be at the Magnolia Theater, and from what I understand, that theater is sold out. You guys can call the theater and see what's happening, but that theater in Dallas, I think it has sold out. Denver, Colorado, all my Denver people, is going to be at the Esquire Theater. So all my Denver people, y'all better saddle up and go on up out there. Detroit is going to be at the Main Art Theater, all my Detroit people. In Fort Lauderdale is going to be at Cinema Paradiso. In Manchester, Hartford, Connecticut, it's going to be at the Parkade Cinema, and that's going to be on May 27th. It's going to be on that Friday. In Houston, it's going to be at the Santikos Palladium Theater. In Jackson, Mississippi, it's going to be at the Russell C. Davis Planetarium. In Los Angeles, it's going to be at the Aria Fine Arts Theater. That's that Thursday, and I'm going to be at that one, me and my crew. In New York, and this is real tricky, in New York at the Sunshine Cinema, the 7 o'clock show sold out. And because they were getting flooded with calls and inquiries, they added a second show in New York. So all my New York people, you can catch the 10 o'clock showing of Hidden Colors 4. You better get your tickets now because those are going to sell out too. The 7 o'clock show, those tickets sold out in a week. So if you're in New York, you better get your tickets now for the 10 o'clock show because that's definitely going to sell out. In Norfolk, Virginia, it's going to be at Narrow Expanded Cinema. In Philadelphia, it's going to be at the Ritz East Theater. In Raleigh, North Carolina, it's going to be at the Rialto Theater. In San Diego, it's going to be at the Ultra Star Cinemas. In San Francisco, Oakland Bay Area, it's going to be at the Clay Theater. All my Bay Area people, get your tickets. In St. Louis, it's going to be at the Plaza Frontenac Theater. In Washington, D.C., is going to be at the Bethesda Row Theater, and they have sold out of the 7 o'clock show at Bethesda Row. They are also adding, I think they're adding a 9 o'clock showing, too, because they've been getting flooded, too. So you got to get your tickets early, fam, because by the time you get there, these joints are really going to be sold out, because this is the hottest ticket in town right now, man. Everybody's clamoring to see the brand new Hidden Colors 4, and you guys are going to absolutely love it. There's a lot of cities out there like, how come it ain't coming to Wisconsin? Hey man, you know, unfortunately we couldn't get to you, but it is what it is, man. If you can get to some of those other cities, because you really need to experience Hidden Colors 4 with an audience, man. Just being there with all of that melanoid energy, man, that audience and that energy is just impeccable. You got to be around that energy. So again, everybody, get your tickets at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. A lot of folks are calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Chris from New York.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
How you doing, man?
What's on your mind?
I just had a quick question. I wanted to know, do you feel that Southern women are more family-oriented than Northern women?
No, that's a big myth. That is a big myth. They have some of the stankiest, sluttiest women in the South imaginable. That's a real big myth. A lot of dudes will go down South looking for that wholesome wifey type, It's, man, you go to places like Atlanta, it's slut central. And I'm not shitting on Atlanta. I love Atlanta. You got some of the best dick suckers, twerkers, all in those little southern spots. They're not family oriented worth a damn. That's why there's not a lot of families out there. You got a lot of single damn parents out there. You dig if we're going to keep it 100. You go to some of these southern cities, it's single parent heaven. It's dusty nigga heaven. Yeah, you know families in these spots.
Well, I know places like Florida. I know places like Florida, New Orleans, and like maybe North and South Carolina. I know, you know, there ain't too much money flowing there. But like places like Texas, Atlanta.
Texas is pretty good. Atlanta,
but Alabama, you know what I mean?
Texas is pretty good. Texas is good because I met a lot of good brothers and sisters out there in Texas that were on their, you know, family grind, that melanoid love grind. They were on their shit. But in some of these other cities, man, you go to places in Tennessee. Shout out to Tennessee. I know I got a lot of fans out there in Tennessee. There's a lot of single mothers out there, a lot of dusty cats out there. Ain't really trying to start no family. Parts of Alabama, ain't no families. Dudes out there, you know, single parents.
You see, the thing is, like, in New York, you know, I mean, I love my New York women, but it's just that I'm 31, and I'm more of a family-oriented type of dude, so I'm looking for a female that's more family-oriented and not really with the, you know, grab-and-go type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I'm running into too much of that lately, like, you feel me?
Now, what you need to do, man, once you start building a structure for yourself where you can sustain a family, you'll be surprised that a lot of women who are about that life, that family life, they'll start gravitating towards you. See, right now, you're not... You haven't built that family structure yet. See, that's the thing. Y'all want to get in a relationship and then start acting like a family man. You got to start first. You got to start letting them see that you're a family type of dude. And then you'll start gravitating towards those women. You understand? They're there. There's a lot of them in New York, dude. There's a lot of fly women who's down for that family structure in New York. But again, you got single dude energy. And that's what you're attracting, single women who's about that club life and all that. You know what I'm saying? Get that stability. Yeah. Get that stability energy, man. You'll be straight. All right?
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Much respect, fam.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Shout out to The Shade Room, by the way. I forgot. I wanted to talk about that real quickly. Shout out to the website, The Shade Room. Shout out to the owner, Angela. She reached out to me. There was a little situation that happened that we got cleared up very quickly. We nipped in the bud. You know, we were advertising for, you know, we're still doing it. We're advertising a lot for the Hidden Colors release. So, you know, we're using new measures. We're advertising with different online outlets. And one online outlet that I wanted to advertise with was The Shade Room, because they have a big following, especially on Instagram. They got a couple of million on Instagram. And anything that's black owned, I like doing business with them. And recently their Facebook page was shut down. So I kind of felt a sympathetic thing towards them. And I spoke up for them once their Facebook page got shut down. For whatever reason, I forgot what it got shut down for. But Facebook is good for shutting down our stuff. That's why, again, More Russ is coming soon. More Russ is definitely coming soon. I literally got off the phone with my developer right before I did the show overseas. And we're getting all the launch dates together. What they wanted to do with More Russ, and I get back to talking about The Shade Room. What they wanted to do was launch in increments. They wanted to launch part of the app on the 5th of June, then the second part, and then the third part in July. And I'm like, no, I just kind of want the whole thing to be pretty much together when we launch. I don't want to do it half-assed. I want to launch the whole thing with all the features so that it's just fly out the gate. You dig? So it's coming. It's definitely coming. My team, we're getting them straight. But The Shade Room, they had their Facebook page taken down, and I felt that. I'm like, well, let me support them by doing business with them, because that's what I like to do. I like to do business with people. So I was going to pay for some advertisement on their Instagram, because on their Instagram, you know, there are a lot of weave ads and all that stuff. And some of the stuff is ratchet, but it is what it is. Some of the stuff is ratchet, but, you know, it's a gossip site. And, you know, they get a lot of viewers and listeners and whatever, posting celebrity gossip. And some of that stuff is cool in increments. That's cool. I'm not knocking that in increments. And I wanted to advertise on that, and I got an email from one of the people in their advertising department and sent me a very strange email. He was like, you know, they asked for the trailer, so I sent them the trailer, and one of the gentlemen emailed me back. He was like, I don't know, man, you know, they're kind of iffy about this, and, you know, the trailer is kind of polarizing. So he used these real strange words for the trailer. And remember, Hidden Colors, this is like some black empowerment shit. So I was taken aback by that. And I posted the email online. I'm like, yeah, because people won't believe that this person said this. So I posted the email, and people started kind of going in on the Shade Room. And rightfully so, they were kind of going on this guy, whoever works for the Shade Room, for saying that. Because I'm like, my narrative was like, okay, how is this polarizing? You guys post like weave ads, and there's a lot of twerking and fight videos, and, you know, people dissing each other all day. But now when it comes to history and something that's empowering, now it's iffy and polarizing. I mean, really? So people started going in on that. And once the backlash started to pop off, because the image of the email that I posted was about to go viral, especially on Facebook, you know, the Shade Room reached out to me, and another rep from Shade Room, he reached out, good guy, another guy named Brian. He was like, hey man, you know, there was a miscommunication, you know, the owner of the site, she's a real big fan of yours, she loves what you do, she's a huge fan of Hidden Colors, so there was a miscommunication, the rep shouldn't have said that stuff. And you know, he talked to me, the assistant called me, and then the owner of the site, she called me, and, you know, they asked me to take it down. You know, out of respect, I took it down because they were respectful to me. And, you know, I chopped it up with her sweetheart, Angela. I can't pronounce Angela's last name. It's a Nigerian last name, but she was very, very respectful to me. She was like, hey, Tariq, I'm a big fan. You know, I love the Hidden Colors series. That representative, you know, they use the wrong choice of words and all, you know. So she explained to me what the deal was, and they're going to advertise it. And I don't know when, but they're going to advertise it. And she was real cool about it. And it was a mutual respect there. So everything is cool in the game. So my thing is, whatever reps you have, you better let them know. They got to be very careful with some of the stuff they say and how they represent your brand. Because I know how it is. Sometimes you got, you know, people, some of your side employees, some of the people who work for you, some of your assistants, some of your interns, you know, they say little shit and they don't really know how to be diplomatic and they say the wrong thing. And it's not really a good look. You dig? But again, shout out to the Shade Room. They were very respectful to me, and I give the same respect back to them, and they're going to correct the mistake, if we can call it that. Let me see who's on the phone. The phone lines are blowing up right now. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq, man? You got Jerron, man, calling from Kansas City, Missouri, man.
What's up, Jerron? How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. First things first, I want to say, man, you know, ever since I heard about you, man, I have been, you know, not on the homo shit, but I have been really infatuated with just the way you carry yourself, man. I just want to say, man, you're the way you carry yourself is how a black man should carry himself, man. And a lot of people don't understand when you talk about economics, raising our economic game up. A lot of people don't understand what you're saying, man, but I definitely feel what you're saying when you be talking about the dusty niggas and whatnot, man. And I'm trying my best to not be a dusty nigga.
Yes, indeed, man. So Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Wanted to ask you something, Tariq. And I was kind of nervous about asking you, but I know you're not an immature person, so I know you wouldn't be the type of person to be tripping or nothing like that. How do you feel about, or have you ever heard about the blacks being the real Jews?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that many times, yeah.
You definitely believe that?
Most likely, yeah. Many of the Hebrews, especially out there in Ethiopia, you have a lot of people who have a Jewish lineage, a Hebrew lineage that goes back thousands of years, man. So there was a lot of the people in that part of the world were originally basically African. They were black people. So yeah, I believe that.
Will you ever do a documentary about it on another Hidden Colors?
There's no real reason to do that, because my thing is, our problem is not religion, and that's a pointless fucking talking point. Because I hear dudes, sometimes dudes be like, hey, man, the black man, the original Jew. All right, now what? You dig?
Yeah, but it's not really a religion, because when you mention Hebrew Israelite, Hebrew is the language and Israelite is the nationality. So technically, it's not a religion. See, people get it misconstrued with the spirituality that Hebrew Israelites follow, but it's not a religion, though.
All right, but whatever it is, how is that helping us? Because we get caught up in these titles and shit. Black folks got a real bad habit of getting titles and arguing back and forth of what we should call ourselves. And all right, we the Jews. Now what? That's my thing. All right. We the original Jews. Now what? Now what do we do about white supremacy?
You know what? Tariq, I can't even argue with that one, bro.
Yeah, like, okay. I can see it. Okay. When people say, well, the black man is original, they want this real big debate, man. The black man is the original Jew. All right. Okay. I'm not disagreeing, nigga, but now what? What do we do? Okay. Now me, you, we Jews. Now what do we do about white supremacy? Because let me tell you something. Over there in Israel, those black Jews from Ethiopia, they're getting the shit kicked out of them by the white Jews. You understand?
Yeah.
The black Jews, if it's all about Jewish and all that, the black Jews over there in Israel getting the shit kicked out of them. They're getting discriminated against, beat up, maimed in the streets. So now what do we do about white supremacy as Jews? Let's get off that title shit. We get caught up on what we're going to call ourselves. It's like we're trying to fight a war and we're arguing about what color uniform we're going to wear. That shit is pointless, man. It doesn't make a difference. What do we do about white supremacists? Let's call ourselves Wookiees. I don't give a fuck. What do we do about white supremacy? You dig?
You know what, Tariq, man? I can't even argue with that, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Much respect.
But I appreciate you taking my call, man. You have a wonderful night, my dude.
Yes, indeed. Hey, brother, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
You said you infatuated. Use another adjective next time. You like, yeah, I'm
going to infatuate. You know what, man? Listen, I didn't want to say it like that. Yeah. It wasn't on no homo shit, man. But I'm going to tell you this fucking off the phone. Malcolm X and Tupac Shakur was the only men that I actually would get stuck when they speak.
Yeah.
When you came around, but I had that same feeling. And I'm not no gay dude or nothing like that, man. I like women, bro. But as a man, you know, a lot of men will not admit that, but I'm going to just admit, dude, I admire you. And I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I admire Tariq Nasheed, point blank.
I feel you, brother. All right, man. Thank you so much for the call, brother.
Have a good night.
All right. All right, that infatuation word kind of threw me off a little bit, man. I didn't know about that. That infatuation word. Like, I'm infatuated with you. Like, oh, okay. All right. I can take the respect, but my man took it to another level there, brother. I don't know. All right, brother. Let's just work on those adjectives. Hey, man, I feel what you're doing. I love your stuff. But I'm infatuated with you. Oh, shit. Okay, nigga. All right, motherfucker. Let me not turn around. This nigga sound like a rapist. Like, shit. But I digress. Now, today's topic, let me get into today's topic real quick. Today's topic, I'm talking about the breakup game. We're talking about the breakup game. A lot of folks, man, this is actually breakup season right now. Right now, it's breakup season. Around May of every year, you notice a lot of people start breaking up. The breakup game starts popping around May. There's a lot of butthurt motherfuckers out around May, especially simps, because people get dumped around May, because May is leading into the summertime. A lot of people, when summertime rolls around, you know, they want to be single so they can mingle, you know. The women want to get out here and wear them bikinis so them butt cheeks can jiggle on the beach. These women want to go out here and go to Vegas. They want to take vacations, and they want to be single and ready to mingle, and a lot of dudes, too. A lot of dudes out here want to start slinging ding-a-ling all through the summer, so they kind of curb these relationships. But yeah, a lot of people start breaking up around May, and I've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people breaking up around this time. Yeah, and also, because it's May, not only is it May, and summertime is coming, people got those tax refund checks from April. So now motherfuckers are balling out. You're seeing people line up at the weave store.
Niggas are getting all the Jordans and the kicks ready. Niggas are getting their rims on fleek. They getting the candy paint right now. So people are getting it in. They about to get out here and get ready to get back out here on the campaign trail. So a lot of people are getting their singleness on. You know, a lot of women are getting ready to ride that baloney pony for the summer. You dig? So people are breaking up. And a lot of times, man, when it comes to breaking up, man, people, breaking up is a hard thing to do. That's a very cliche thing. Because somebody's going to get hurt in a breakup. Breakups are never really cool. Somebody's going to get hurt. The dumpy, the person getting dumped, usually is the one who's going to act a fool a little bit. That's the person, you know, a lot of people are not ready to be dumped. Nobody really wants to be dumped. When people say, oh, we broke up, it was mutual. No, most breakups are not mutual. Most breakups, somebody dumped the other person. Nobody, two people never wake up and say, hey, you know what? We don't need to be together. It's always one person who initiates that. People try to be diplomatic about it. And some people, you know, they try to play it off like it's not fucking with them. Women, understandably, are, you know, more emotional about somebody dumping them. You know, they'll start vandalizing a nigga's shit if it gets too heavy. But dudes are really funny style about getting dumped. That's something that really fucks with a dude's ego. And you got a lot of dudes out here who don't have enough game to understand how the breakup game works. Sometimes if a chick breaks up with you, as a player, you gotta take that. That's the hard thing about being a player. Sometimes players get dumped. Sometimes a female will wake up and say, hey, you know, I kind of got to move on. You know, I gotta bounce. That's if you got a thorough chick. Now, sometimes chicks will do some slick shit behind your back. They might creep off with another nigga. You know, but you got to be on top of your game to kind of peep that, to see that. And when you find out that it's happening, you can be like, okay, damn, I've been deceived. This chick has been lying on a player and lying and creeping. Now, I just got to charge her to the game. I can't be with no lying, cheating chick. So she's going to have to bounce. But a lot of times, dudes go out here, dudes fuck up, and then when a woman charges them to the game, they want a woman to be with they fucked up ass. And sometimes when you break up with somebody, somebody breaks up with you and you've been fucking up, you got to respect their decision. A lot of dudes out here, y'all do some real janky shit, and when a female is fed up, you mad because she fed up. That's like the Chris Brown situation. Look, I like Chris Brown. Love Chris Brown. Great artist, but the situation with him and that sister Carucci, it was real raggedy, and Chris was real out of pocket. That was a real unmackish thing, and people can look at Chris's situation and see the unmackishness of it. Because, see, Chris was, he's dating Carucci, then he started going back with Rihanna, then he went back to Carucci, then this nigga had a baby by a groupie or whatever, a side chick. So naturally, the Carucci chick was like, hey, I'm cool. I'm out of here. I'm out. And now this nigga's trying to stalk the chick because she don't want to be in his fucked up little situation. Now, you got to respect a female's wishes, man. You got to respect a female's life, dude. You can't be like, hey, I'm the man, so you're supposed to be with me through all my fucked up shit. Nah, you got to respect the female who don't want to be in no janky situation. Niggas out here going back and forth with their exes and having side babies. And nah, dude, respect the chick. Let the woman have some damn dignity, man. You know, Chris Brown showing up to the chicks at the, showing up to the club and screaming on niggas she's dating and putting her name in songs and all that. No, man, charge that to the game. Because, see, a lot of dudes, you ain't thinking about her. You thinking about that pussy that you thought you used to own. You thinking about another nigga tearing that pussy up. And that's the thing that be killing dudes. A lot of dudes be tripping on a woman getting dug out by the next dude. That thing kills dudes. It ain't about the woman's feelings. It ain't about her life. It ain't about her well-being. It's about your fucked up feelings about the next dude poking that hole. Niggas get real cavemanish and territorial thinking about somebody else poking that hole. That's what it's really about. That's what niggas creeping in the car, showing up to the club, calling. Tell me you love me. I broke up with you. I know you broke up with me, but I just want to know, was it real? Niggas be asking dumbass questions. I just want to know, was it real? What you mean, was it real? We broke up a month ago. I know we broke up a month ago. I just want some closure. I just want to know, did you really love me? I was just thinking about this. Did you really love me, though? Man, I gotta go. I don't have time. Did you love me, though? Just give me that. Give me some closure. Did you love me? I gotta go. Bitch, fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Women know what I'm talking about. They've had one of those calls from them niggas simping as hell. Let the women live. Be more player about the breakup, man. The breakup game is part of the game. As a player, as a Mac, as a dude out here dating, a breakup can happen anytime, man. I've had it. I've had chicks. Everything was cool in the gang. I'm thinking things were perfect. And a female like, hey, you know what? I don't think our relationship is working. I'm about to move to another city. I'm like, damn. Okay, where the fuck did that come from? So I shake that shit off. I'm like, well, damn, I'm not about to stalk you. All right, you made your decision. All right, that's cool. I ain't never stalked no chick. If a chick says she ain't want to fuck with me no more, all right, I'm cool. Now, my thing is, if we breaking up or whatever, you charging me to the game, which, hey, players get charged to the game sometime. You know, my thing is, leave with what you came with. You know, don't start unplugging shit with my name on it. That's my only issue. That's my thing. If you want to leave, that's cool in the gang. I'm not no, you know, if it's little bitty shit, nah, I ain't tripping. You got a couple of books I bought. Hey, take that. You know, you got the little radio I got. Yeah, take that. Now, you don't fuck with that flat screen, because that my name is on the receipt now. Don't fuck with that. If it's some big items, I'll trip a little bit. But some small appliances, I'll charge that to the game. All right, that's part of the game. Take your toaster that I bought. All right, make you and your new nigga some toast. You dig? Because me and my new chick about to be up here on this flat screen. I don't have a problem being charged, because I'm not trying to be in a situation where a motherfucker ain't sure they want to be down. Because the way I rock, you got to be 100% down with me. None of that half-ass going back and forth. You know, I like 100%. So if a motherfucker charging me and saying they want to be down with me, that's good news, because now I don't have a half-ass person with me, and I'm not going to be in a half-ass situation. And that's how you got to look at it. Yeah, it might hurt. I ain't tripping on the cooch, whatever. You know what I mean? Niggas are going to poke. It is what it is. But some niggas, you know, you can't take that charge. You start calling a woman for every little thing. Hello? Yeah, I know we broke up. I know we broke up. Fuck, yeah. I ain't trying to get back with you, though. I ain't calling you to get back with you, though. I'm not calling you to get back with you, though. Some of my shit is still at the house. Where's my computer pad? Where's my mouse pad for my computer? I need to come get my mouse pad. Nigga, with your mouse pad, you can get you another one. I want my mouse pad for my computer. That thing costs $3. No, that shit is special to me, man. My grandma gave me that mouse pad. You know, niggas calling over little bitty shit. That now you hurt. You butt hurt. Trying to come up with a reason to go over there. Don't call for little bitty shit. Because women, that means you just trying to get over there to try to see her again, or try to wiggle your way in. Charge that to the game, man. Leave those little small appliances alone. Now, if there are kids involved, that's another thing. Still, you got to understand. You got to get that custody thing down. Make sure you're going to see the kid. Make sure everything is cool. And also, truth be told, y'all got to get that established before you have kids. See, that's the thing. A lot of folks get into these real fast relationships, just like Sierra and Future. When I saw them, the way she was all infatuated, putting Future all in her videos, and it was too much too fast. A lot of times when there's relationships that take off too fast, y'all just cupcaking and putting each other in the video, and y'all all hugged up and booed up and cupcaked up so fast, and then y'all done popped out a baby after 5 fucking months of being with each other. That's just too fast, man. Y'all gonna crash and burn. And look at Future and Sierra. They got to sue each other right now for slandering each other. They got to file lawsuits because they slandering each other. That shit is real raggedy. Y'all got to take that shit slow. Got to take it slow and see if that's the person that you really want to rock with. Don't trip on how good the cooch is. Don't trip on how good the dome is. Ladies, don't trip on how good this nigga be licking you and licking your booty hole. Because sometimes y'all get with niggas, he does some real freaky shit you ain't used to. And you think you in love. Because this nigga done went out and y'all done went on a nice date. And later on that night, that nigga done ate your ass out. And you're like, oh, damn. I ain't never had a nigga eat my ass out like this. He's special. I'm special if a nigga ate my ass. That's how women be rationalizing shit. Be telling that to their friends. Girl, this nigga ate my ass for 2 hours. Yes, I think he think I'm the one if he gonna eat my ass like that. And that nigga is a professional ass eater. You don't know that. You don't know that. You thinking you special, and then you trying to jump into a real serious relationship based on his ass-eating skills, and then you find out that this nigga doesn't have any domestic skills, he doesn't have any building skills, he doesn't have any relationship skills. And then y'all have a crash-and-burn breakup because the ass-eating is going to get old. You understand? When them bills pile up, and you need to pay them bills, and these lights off, and he's eating your ass by candlelight, that ain't sexy. It's cold and he's eating ass good and the food in the refrigerator spoiling because the light's off, but he's licking your taint. That don't work. That ain't sexy no more. Then the shit is going to crash and burn. So we got to understand the breakup game, man. The breakup game is almost inevitable in some situations. You got to, when you get into a situation, don't go too fast. Really vet that person and see if that's somebody that you're trying to get down with. Because ladies, we got dudes out here now. It's not like the dudes back in the day. You got a lot of dudes out here who were raised by women, so they have the same kind of feminine tendencies that you have. Look at the situation with Nicki Minaj and her ex-dude Safari. Now, a report just came out that Safari, now we know that Nicki Minaj, she charged Safari to the game. She charged him to the game and got with Meek Mills. And I can understand where Safari is coming from because that's a very embarrassing thing. You're known as the nigga who got dumped by Nicki Minaj. That's hella embarrassing. Your name is kind of shit out here in the streets. You're kind of looked at as corny. You're known as the dude who got dumped by Nicki Minaj for a new nigga. You're known, that's your identity. And the way Nicki did it was so slick. Yeah, it was kind of slick the way she did it. She came out doing the whole fake crocodile tears. And I love Nicki Minaj, but that whole shit she was doing when she broke up with old dude. She was doing radio interviews with the fake crying. Oh, it was so fucking phony. You know what, you guys? I'm breaking up with my... It's been so long. With the fake crying. Oh, I'm looking at it like, stop it. Oh, she had to sell it because she couldn't just go and jump on Meek Mills like that. She had to sell the whole, oh, I'm so hurt and distraught that I gotta break up. Oh, I'm so hurt. I'm so distraught. Oh, it's killing me to leave this person. You know, you gotta be diplomatic. Ooh, I had such a history with this person. Oh, I had such a history with this person, and breaking up was so hard to do. But anyway, here's my new nigga, Meek Mills, and I'm sucking that dick, and I'm being public with it, so I'm good. That's basically what it is. So she had to seem diplomatic when she was hopping on the next dick. And with the Safari dude, my dude, you know, he recently filed a lawsuit. He's suing her because my man is butthurt. He got charged to the game. I think from what Nicki was saying that he emails her all the time. Meek Mills had to tell him, hey, man, don't stop emailing her. And the dude is suing Nicki for, he said, abuse, emotional distraught, some real bitch made shit. It was real bitch made. And my dude, you don't do that. Just, you gotta charge the breakup to the game, dude. You didn't parlay the breakup. You didn't parlay the relationship. My man is embarrassed. My man is still hurt because his career ain't taking off. This nigga, this is the mistake he made. Let me tell y'all something. Let me give my dude some game here. When you're in a relationship with a chick and the chick is on the rise and she's kind of in a powerful position, what you don't want to do is be the chick's mascot. You don't want to be her fucking hype man. That's not what you want to do, because now you're putting yourself in a position under her. And that's what my man Safari was doing. I'm not trying to shit on Safari. I'm trying to give my man some game. Because I see my man don't really have no game and he don't really have no street cred out here. I remember seeing a video where he was trying to do a little video shoot out there in Brooklyn somewhere, and the goons ran my man off the block. So that just kind of shows where my dude is. So my man ain't really got no feet out here in the game. He really don't understand. So nobody's really laced this dude with nothing. And I'm not saying that to disrespect my brother. This is constructive information. So my dude, if it Safari or any dudes, it's kind of too late for Safari. But if you're in a situation with a chick who's balling out like that, what you got to do, you got to be a boss behind the scenes. Don't be a fucking hype man and all that. That was corny for my man to do that. He's trying to get his little rap career off the ground. He's like her little brother. Fuck that, man. You got to boss up. You getting the chick who's bossing, you got to boss up too. And you got to boss up harder if you're behind the scenes. Just like Celine Dion and her dude Renee. I think y'all remember Celine Dion. I think her husband Renee died. He was an older guy. He was much older than her, but he was the boss behind the scenes. I think he was managing her. See, you got to be on that shit. You got to be on some shit where I'm managing shit. I'm dating Nicki Minaj. We started off together on some, you know, broke shit. We came up together. She's blowing up. So now I'm out here behind the scenes talking about I'm writing little rhymes and all that. Fuck that. You start getting businesses cracking and you start running those businesses. That's what my man should have been doing. So now you got some equity in the game. You got some equity in the brand. You helping to build the brand and you getting associated with the brand. My nigga should have been behind the scenes building some shit. My man should have been brand building. That nigga should have been opening up like a talent company or some shit. Fuck all that trying to be a rapper, trying to be in the forefront when your chick is the hottest rapper in the game and niggas ain't really trying to fuck with your rhymes. Be back behind the scenes making some shit happen. He should have been bossing up. My man could have had a production company like, hey, look, I write for Nicki Minaj and I'm parlaying that into a production company where I'm managing other groups, other acts. I got a management company. I'm going to start connecting you with the people that I'm getting connected with. He should have been around Nicki getting all of those people she's around in his Rolodex. Fuck is you up here rapping, being her hype man for? And that's your lady. I'm telling y'all, any dude, any situation like that where you the hype man of a chick and who she's balling out, not just if a chick is a rapper, if a chick is doing anything where she's balling and you ain't parlaying that and assisting with that and building off that, she's going to start sunning you. And I would look at interviews with Nicki and her interaction with Safari, and I can tell just by the way she was talking to dude, she's going to charge him to the game. She was real disrespectful in the way she would talk to dude. She would never be seen in public with him. That's another thing. She would never be seen in public with the dude. So that right there was one of the signs of disrespect. Remember, I did a whole show years ago about the 7 signs of disrespect, and she was displaying all of them. So my man, she was kind of with the dude out of loyalty. But after a while, when you balling out and you getting other balling dudes, other boss niggas coming at you, I mean, she's going to break at one point and be like, okay, well, fuck loyalty. I'm trying to build with this another nigga who's balling, who's a boss. And you notice with Safari, you can barely see pictures of her and Safari together. But with her and Meek Mill, she's with this nigga everywhere. Understand, a woman will treat one dude one way, but treat another dude the total opposite way just by the way he conducts himself. That's why when dudes say, well, women act like this. No, I don't put women in one category because women have different demeanors depending on the dude. Because a woman who is a bitch with you is going to be real submissive with a boss nigga like me. If she's a real chick, or she's going to be real cooperative to a dude who has that boss vibe. My man, Safari, he fucked up. my man fucked up, and he's still fucking up because now he's still trying to get these mixtapes out and all. My man don't have no game, man. And now he's butt hurt, and he's gonna pull a bitch move to try to sue the chick. That's a bitch move, man. Niggas do that when they ain't got no game. How you sitting up in court with your legs crossed? Nikki had abused me, and I'm emotionally distraught. I'm distraught because of Nikki. That's so bitch made, dude. Charge that to the game, man. You didn't get your opportunity to parlay that. And Meek Mills should have stepped to that nigga on some pimp shit. Like, hey, like in the movie The Mac. Like, hey, brother. You know, when a chick chooses up, sometimes you got to give that ex nigga that phone call. Like the Goldie Mac shit. You got to give a nigga that phone call like the players used to do. Like, hey, brother, how you doing? My name is Meek Mills, Safari. I know you probably heard about me, but I just wanted to call you personally, brother. And let you know that your bitch chose me, okay? And just letting you know so there ain't no misunderstanding between two players. Everything is cool. Now, if there's anything you need to let me know about her that might help me out with my pimping, that would be greatly appreciated, brother. But I just wanted to let you know that she's with me now. And if she got any clothes over there, you might want to send them on over here. I send an Uber over there to get you or whatever to bring some of her shit on over here to me. You know, you got to step to a nigga on some player shit like that. Just to let them know you get down. Now, Meek shouldn't have done all that on Twitter. Somebody in the chat room. Now, Meek shouldn't have did all that dissing of the dude. I think Meek should have been more playeristic about it. Meek kind of rubbed it in the dude's face. And you don't do that. You got to be a player about it. When a chick chooses up, you got to be a player about that. Don't rub it in the ex-nigga's face. You don't do that. You got to be diplomatic. You never know. You never know how emotional some of these niggas are. These niggas will catch you slipping on some bullshit. You don't play with butthurt niggas who just got dumped. You don't know what these niggas are capable of, man. These niggas will show up to your house in the middle of the night with a skull cap on and a thong with a tattoo of you and her. Hey, nigga. Hey, motherfucker. You took my woman, nigga, and I'm gonna take your booty. Nigga, rape you. You don't know what these niggas are capable of. These niggas are weird out here these days. These niggas are weird as hell. Niggas will duct tape you and tie your ass up and then give you a damn lap dance and some shit. Is this how she be doing you, nigga? This how she be doing to you? She be lap dancing you like this? I'm gonna give you a lap dance, nigga. How you like these balls up on you, nigga? Motherfucker, you gonna take my woman, nigga. You gonna take me too. We a team effort, nigga. You don't know how crazy. These niggas are insane out here right now. These niggas are insane and moist. So yeah, be a player about it. That's how if a chick chooses up and she had an ex nigga, I'm like, hey man, your chick chose up, brother. Your chick chose up, man. It is what it is. But again, when you break up with somebody, man, be diplomatic about it. Fellas, if you get charged to the game, take that. Learn from that. That charge is a learning experience. Don't be stalking women. Don't be showing up to the club she's in. Everywhere she go, your ass up there in the club doing the fucking Millie Rock, knowing that you ain't supposed to be up in there looking crazy as shit. Like, oh, what are you here for? Shit, this my club. Yeah, I'm out here with the homies. I'm having a good time. Shit, I can't go out because we broke up. I mean, damn. You know you don't be going to this club. I do. I mean, I've been to this club before. Oh, shit. I know the bouncer. Can we dance and talk about it? No, nigga. You know, you stalking women at the club. Come on, man. Chill out on that. Step your game up, fam. Let me get up out of here, fam. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Real good game. Shout out to the fam. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to go see Hidden Colors 4 in theaters in a couple of weeks. Go to Tariq Elite. .com to get all that fresh gear. Go to my Instagram. Y'all follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Tariq Elite. And I'm going to holla. Y'all have a good night, family.